Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures with clear skies. Haifa also has sunny weather, making it a great day to be outdoors. Meanwhile, in Eilut, the temperatures are warm, ideal for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that a bombing at a shopping center in Kremenchuk, Ukraine, killed at least 14 people and injured 120 others. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports a new arrest in the investigation of the Manchester synagogue attack, which occurred about a year ago, claiming 2 lives. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, a mother and daughter were stabbed outside their home in Ramla, with the suspect being a relative. Separately, Ynet reports from earlier today that Russia struck another shopping center in Kryvyi Rih, killing 15 and injuring 130. And finally, the Jerusalem Post shared that over 750 U.S. servicemen have been wounded in the ongoing conflict with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, an advocate for Israel, posted earlier today, reflecting on the International Day of Remembrance and honoring victims of past terror attacks. Memory shared a video earlier today highlighting a Tehran University professor's statement about Iran's potential use of enriched uranium. Finally, artist Gabe Draws wished everyone a peaceful and fabulous Shabbat in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the bombing in Ukraine. Israel Hayom reports that 2 waves of Russian drones targeted the crowded shopping center in Kremenchuk, leading to a tragic loss of life and numerous injuries. The attack marks a significant escalation in the region, raising fears of further violence. Turning to the arrest in Manchester, Walla provides details that UK authorities have arrested a 49-year-old suspect in connection with last year's deadly attack on a synagogue. This development is a crucial step in pursuing justice for the victims and their families. Meanwhile, in Ramla, Israel Hayom has detailed that a mother and daughter were attacked outside their home. The suspect, a male relative, was swiftly apprehended by police, highlighting ongoing concerns about domestic violence. In Ukraine, Ynet reveals that the Russian airstrike on a shopping center in Kryvyi Rih took place just hours after the attack in Kremenchuk. This highlights a pattern of targeting civilian areas, prompting international condemnation and calls for accountability. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reports an alarming rise in U.S. military casualties in the conflict with Iran. Despite ceasefire efforts, tensions remain high, with significant implications for regional stability and U.S.-Iran relations. On the economic front, first, Motive Business reports that Dudu Utmazgan is expanding his pastry chain by opening a new branch in Rehovot's Ofer Mall, investing over 1 million shekels. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares insights from Mikhail Shaulov, founder of Fireblocks, discussing the challenges of maintaining Israel's technological edge in the global market. And finally, Ynet Business reports that the Time falafel chain in New York has closed due to debt issues, with BDS activists claiming credit for the shutdown. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.